I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She wants her friends to visit her in Marina Del Rey, and his blood is made up of 90% rosé. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sheena Shea and Kyle Cook now. Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Promposal Day with two people whose grown-ass friends occasionally act like they're in high school. From Vanderpump Rules, say hi to Sheena Shea in a jumpsuit, looking fantastic. And from Summer House, it's Kyle Cook. Great to see you both.
You too.
Thank you both for your sweet baby gifts, which you just gave me.
Of course.
And I feel terrible because Kyle's fiance is right here. And I'm about to ask you very personal questions after you both just gave me really nice baby gifts. So I apologize.
It's okay.
Behind the bar, we have two of Kyle's summer housemates, and I almost didn't recognize them without a Jello shot in their hands. Say hi to newbies Paige and Hannah. Great to see you. Are you wearing a crop top in the winter?
I'm trying to show off for you, Andy.
Nice, I like it. Successful. On tonight's Summer House, Kyle's mentality was what I like to call sun's out, buns out. We finally got the ass shot we've been waiting for. Here it is. I want to get started. When the girls took a trip to the Cat Cafe, Stassi's claws came out for Sheena. I want to get your reaction. Watch.
I'm going to call you Salem, like the basic bitch that I am. That's Sheena's cat's name.
Salem, you came out.
I can't believe you just said that.
Like, seriously, maybe I have a little more Azusa in me than I thought.
I mean, I've known Stassi longer than I've had Salem, so I can't believe she didn't know that was his name.
Or did she not? Kristen and Carter went to dinner, and everything between them seemed peachy. And by peachy, I mean completely awkward. Watch.
It's date night, anniversary night.
Anniversary of our first date. I did convince you to come over to my house on the first night. And I told you I had a couch. And I didn't.
You started our relationship out with a lie. We need to be like solid for a little while. No shouting anymore. If you're just like nice to me all the time, I will literally do anything.
First of all, why am I the only one who's doing anything wrong?
If you're just nice to me all the time.
You have to be nice to someone to have them be nice to you all the time.
I am nice to you.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Wow. Looks great, right? Tonight, everyone at the Summer House kicked off their annual July 4th party with booze, boobs, and hookups. Take a look. Fun.
America!
Yeah.
new men have arrived and I didn't see them.
No, but it's good. Let them know something.
In the pool.
Good for me to drag you, right?
Can you guys stop flirting on Michelle?
I love you.
Oh my God, you love me already? I didn't even do anything.
Loser has to take their top off.
I'm so into that look.
Can I have an index book?
Sure.
That's how you black out.
Nice shot, damn it.
Before we get to your questions for Sheena and Kyle, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, for years, Sheena has said that Katie, Stassi, and Kristen have acted like a trio of straight-up witches. But here's what, on tonight's Pump Rules, it seemed like she might have finally earned a place in their coven. Take a look.
You can talk to me about everything. I feel like when you do it with either Stassi or Katie, maybe they feel a bit overwhelmed.
I'm trying. But it's like, if you don't want me to try, then I'll stop trying.
I feel like I'm getting to a point where my friendship with these girls is maybe never gonna be even half of what it used to be, but I really want to fix things with them.
I feel like I've been trying to, like, have us all get along again and just be a part of the group.
Can you give us an opportunity to, like, become reacquainted?
Yeah.
I just, like, want to cook dinner for you guys, have you check out my new spot.
Okay,
yes. I'll see you out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go team.
Wow. With the...
You finally got in a little bit.
Yeah, I got them all the way to the west side. I just had to say the magic word, which was enchiladas.
Yeah, right. That was it. And they'll schlep to Marina Del Rey.
Everyone will drive for my enchiladas.
Okay, good. Second on tonight's Pump Rules, Katie asked her husband, Tom, to ask his work husband, Tom, to uninvite James from Mexico, which caused the vibe in the group to go south of the border. Watch.
We're talking about a group trip. I would love for you to come.
Are you inviting me?
I mean, yeah.
Thanks, bro.
How did it not occur to them? Oh, yeah, Katie hates James.
The lack of consideration and the complete disrespect that's happening right now is kind of appalling to me.
My feelings are out there. Until I say they have changed.
Katie, we always know your feelings, trust me.
Stop.
You already got them fired from your job.
You sound dumb.
I can say whatever I want to anybody. But if somebody calls me fat, I'm getting their ass fired.
Brought it up with Katie and the girls, and they're not having it.
No, you're a pussy, bro. You don't even like stick up.
It's
you
his
don't
wife.
Do
it's
your wife, bro.
You.
Katie is a bitch. They can both go themselves.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV because I want to know, whose side are you on, Katie or Sandoval? You're kind of a neutral player in this one. Whose side are you on?
You know, I see both sides, but it was like, I mean, Sandoval and Schwartz, both we saw. They invited him, so they shouldn't have invited him in the first place.
Looks like you guys are on Sandoval's side on this one. Finally, so far on Summer House, it seems that the only thing more important than following the house rules is following your housemates on Instagram. And sadly, Amanda wasn't getting a ton of likes from the rest of the crew. Watch this.
A whole lot of shit has gone down since last summer. Lindsay makes a post on social media and purposely leaves out Amanda. Are you kidding me? They went out of their way to unfollow her.
I stopped following Amanda on Instagram because I knew Kyle cheated on her.
I erupted in the form of a 17-page email sent to the entire house from last summer.
We all knew that there was a lot of tension, but you and I have had such a long friendship.
Despite what I've said, I'm more than capable of moving on. Give me a hug.
So
I followed you on Instagram.
Did you? Oh, there we go. I'll follow back.
That feels good, right? Kind of. How did Lindsay know that you had cheated?
Oh, boy. I mean, Everett happened to spill the beans, and then Steven went on a gossip channel.
And told
everyone.
Got it. Okay, well, here's what. Back in the city, Kyle and Amanda had a talk about moving in together, but Amanda made it clear that their new apartment would not have room for a third. Watch.
So, are we talking apartments or what?
Your feelings on it changed. You're, like, so serious about it now.
I've never felt better about a relationship. The only reason I'm moving in with her is because I want to marry her.
The idea of moving in, it's scaring the shit out of me.
With you cheating. If you f*** up again.
I'm not gonna f*** up again. I love you. I was completely blacked out, drunk. Didn't understand or remember how I met her. Didn't remember her name.
Like, once someone loses my trust,
it's so hard for me to ever fully trust them again.
So you wake up blackout drunk in some random city on a guy's trip?
Well, the city was predetermined.
What city was it?
It was Montauk.
It was Montauk.
Yeah.
Oh, this happened locally.
Yeah.
And so, and you woke up and there's a girl there and you don't know how she got there and you don't know what happened. And then what is the conversation with the girl?
Get an Uber.
Get an Uber.
Literally.
Not, I'm getting you an Uber. Get an Uber.
Not so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why didn't you get her the Uber?
I mean, honestly,
Okay.
I had no recollection, and I obviously wasn't trying to prove anything.
Okay, and so you haven't seen her since?
To be honest, at that time, I did not know who it was.
Right.
I didn't have any
recollection. But you saw her in the morning when you were sober.
I woke up completely wasted.
Oh, you were completely wasted when you woke up. Okay, here's what, and this is bad news.
Yeah.
I feel like this woman who was in Montauk, she's in the tri-state area. Like, I feel like she's going to surface.
You were gonna say she was here.
No, I know. It sounded like it. I was gonna do the fake out.
Holy sh**.
She's here, but then you're here, and you just gave me that nice baby gift. But I do want to get back to grilling you. So you know she's going to surface.
To be honest, I have no idea if she knew who I was.
She knows now, sweetie.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Okay. Well, so that's something fun to look forward to. Do you know where you were the night before?
A couple different places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like some waitress from Surf Lodge. I mean, like,
I can tell
I
you.
I made that up.
Yeah. It wasn't a staff member.
Right. Okay. Oh. Okay.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus phone from Samsung is an intuitive super phone with a ridiculously powerful camera and battery.
To prove just how epic this phone is, Anthony, our producer, is shooting behind-the-scenes footage with it all month long. Check out our Watch What Happens Live Instagram stories every night this month to see the incredible results.
You'll see that the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus captures images that will make you feel like you're right here with us in the clubhouse behind the scenes with Andy and his guests.
With the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, Anthony takes his photo skills to the next level. He'll get gorgeous pro-level photos and videos. The Galaxy S10 Plus's camera hardware automates dozens of functions intelligently and applies settings to create incredible, true-to-life images.
Plus, the Galaxy S10 Plus has an intelligent battery that lets you go longer and share power wirelessly with other wireless charging-enabled devices. Wireless PowerShare can boost energy to other devices just by placing them on the back of the Galaxy S10 Plus.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus is built to realize your ideas and capture your vision. Bring it with the next generation of Galaxy.
Kyle, Riley A said, if there was no possible way of Amanda finding out about the other woman, would you have told her? I mean, you didn't tell her for a year.
It took a year. In my head, I knew if we moved in and took that next step, I had to tell her. I quite frankly, I had a huge, like, guilty conscience. So, kind of a blessing in disguise.
Okay. ChocoMom45 wants to know if Sheena's hanging out with Teddy Mellencamp and Brandy Glanville to get back at Lisa Vanderpump.
I have nothing to get back at Lisa for. I love Lisa. I don't hang out with Brandy. Teddy and I became friends last summer at Tom Tom, and when we were hanging out at Super Bowl and flew back together, I had no idea there was any issue.
Let's go to Mary from Chicago. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my God, Andy. Woo. such a fangirl. Okay. Whew, my boyfriend's a huge Deadhead too. Okay, but anyway, my question's for Kyle.
Okay.
I just want to know, how did you know Amanda was the one after you cheated on her?
That sentence, the first half of it.
Whammy. Honestly, it's going to sound cliche. We went through a lot together, and I've always been like 99% sure. But when you go through some of those massive like hurdles and speed bumps and you keep it together as a couple, you're like, holy crap, like life is difficult and she's the one I want to be with.
The good news is if you were so blackout, I'm sure you couldn't get hard.
I don't know.
Right. He doesn't remember.
See?
Interesting. Shelly from Miami for Sheena Shea. What's up, Shelly? Oh, sorry, Sheena Marie.
It's the same. It's still my name.
Right, okay.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Hi, Sheena. Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Sheena, I'd love to know, are you dating anyone new?
No, I'm still in the same situation you're currently watching.
You are?
Yeah.
Still happening.
Yeah.
With the guy from The Bachelor.
No, Adam, not...
With Adam? Oh, Adam isn't the guy from The Bachelor, but
no.
Who's the guy that I ran into at the gym?
Adam.
Oh. Oh, okay. I was blackout. Okay, on next week's Pump Rules, Lala and James face off, and Lala threatens to rip James's face off. Here's a sneak peek.
I don't like the way you were speaking to Raquel.
She just stopped being a... I am struggling to
no,
put
no,
my
what
feet.
Else?
Be
you
quiet.
Don't want me to go
not
fake to me a f-ing copy like you did. You were
I
acting like
clear.
You still cared.
My gut tells me you are a bad f-ing guy.
Fine.
You're still sitting there loving the fact
okay,
that you
yeah,
got the Lala. Good for you, baby. The only successful thing you'll ever have in your life.
Oh, I'm already successful.
I DJ at Sir. Good
not
for
just
you.
That. I've honestly been trying my best.
Okay. Get the f- out of here, James, before I f-ing peel your face from your skull.
Both James and Lala refer to themselves in the third.
It drives me insane.
I don't get it.
Sheena, Helena, with a bunch of numbers, wants to know if you think Katie has become a bully this season.
No, I mean, no, I think, you know, James insulted her. She fought back. And I don't think that was a bully move. I think she's been a bully in the past, but not currently, no.
Let's go to Lynn from Chicago. Hey, Lynn, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Kyle. Where can I find his 17-page email?
Yeah, we need to see this. I would like to see it, too.
So... Someone has like screenshot the whole thing off. I mean, I didn't know this was going to be shared in the episode. I wrote it because since we were here doing the reunion, about a month and a half went by without any of my housemates saying boo to me, let alone an apology. So I spoke my mind. I had a lot to say.
All right. Sounds like it.
I don't think I can share it.
Okay.
But
right. It's game time, everybody. Lindsay and Danielle rock the summer house by unfollowing Amanda on Instagram. But when it comes to the House of Bravo, whose Instagram profiles reign supreme? Let's find out with who has more followers. I'm going to show you guys pairs of Bravo celebrities. You guess who has the bigger online audience. Here we go. Okay, first one is Katie Maloney or Kristen Doty?
Katie?
Let's reveal. Yes, wow. Okay, who has more followers, Lisa Vanderpump or Kyle Richards? Both of you guess.
Lisa.
It is Kyle.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, who has more followers, Stassi
name,
or Sheena?
Stassi.
Sheena.
It is Stassi. Who has more followers, Lindsay Hubbard or Kyle Cook?
Kyle.
Yes, okay.
Kyle, me.
Who has more followers, Kim Zolciak or Nene Leakes?
Nene.
I would say Kim because she's got the
okay.
lips, man.
It is Nene.
Oh, barely.
Who has
wow.
more followers, Ramona Singer or Bethany Frankel?
Bethany,
come on.
Yes, she does. Who has more followers, Jax Taylor or James Kennedy?
Jax.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes, he does. Who has more followers, Teresa or Melissa?
Ooh, Teresa.
I'm going with Teresa. Got it.
It is Melissa.
Oh, barely.
Who has more followers, Sheena or Lala?
Lala now.
Oh, damn it.
Is that right?
They're all passing me.
Oh, really?
I'm not on the show enough this season.
Well, that's your problem. You need to do something about that. It is Lala. You're right.
Tough love.
Okay, who has more followers, Schwartz or Sandoval?
Oh, same. Definitely same.
Sandoval.
It is Sandoval. There are 7,000.
7,000.
Okay, who has more followers, Vicky or Tamra?
Ooh.
Vicky.
Tamra.
It is Tamra. Thank you for playing. Okay, I've just been handed a tweet from Brandy Glanville. Want to hear what it says?
Obviously.
She says, I don't hang out with Sheena, but we are fine.
Yeah.
But if she has no issue with LVP, why does she constantly need her podcast producer, mine also, to edit out all the S she talks about LVP out?
I don't talk any S about Lisa on my podcast. There was, I think, a comment between Teddy and I that it was behind the scenes stuff, like fourth wall breaking, that I was like, we should just keep that out.
Okay. Kyle Beta Wine 65 wants to know when you're getting married.
We're looking at May 2020.
Okay.
Trying to line it all up.
Okay. If that lady resurfaces, will it be a huge issue?
I mean, honestly, I'd be like, I'm sorry.
Is there going to be like a doorbell?
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking your fiance.
Oh, good call. Good call.
I mean, it happened already. I don't think it matters if I know who it is or not. I mean, I have the ring. I know that he loves me. The world has changed, you know, now that he's serious about me, and I think that's all that matters.
Very good. See, Podcast Island wants to know, Sheena, just hypothetically, if Kyle was not dating Amanda, sorry, would you hook up with him?
No. Sorry.
Really? What? Wait, who have you hooked up with on Summer House? Oh. Carl?
I have not.
Everett.
We made out.
You and Carl made out.
We made out.
Okay. Yeah. Will you make out again?
Probably not, no. Actually, just not. Not probably, just not.
Destiny, with a lot of numbers asked after her name, wants to know if you and James are still friends.
Yes.
You are. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that we've cleared that up, it's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to the number of times the Virgin Bachelor, Colton, cried tonight on part one of the two-part Bachelor finale.
Oh, I can't wait to see
it. He cried alone. He cried with Chris Harrison. He cried while dumping not one, but two women. Now, I am no rocket scientist, but I have a feeling I know what he's going to do after his first time. Tonight's jackal goes to real estate mogul Harry Macklow, who taunted his ex-wife by displaying a 42-foot-tall photo of him and his new wife on the side of a building on Park Avenue.
Oh.
Or, as Sheena Shea would call it, hashtag marriage goals. I want to thank Sheena, Kyle, Paige, and Hannah for being here. Everybody, it's the After Show with Sheena Shea and Kyle Cook. Paige and Hannah are from Summer House as well.
Wow,
yeah.
Got it.
I don't know what that was.
Okay, let's go to Brianna from Astoria. Hey, Brianna.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
My question, I love all of you, by the way, but my question is for Sheena. I know you've been through a lot, but I really respect you for advertising your egg fertilization process.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering how that's going and what your next steps are.
Is it done?
Yeah, so the first round is done. I'm doing a second round in July. We only got 9 mature eggs, and that's not enough for what I wanted, so we're going to do another round in July.
Wow. How painful is it?
It really, that I've gotten so much crap for saying that it was easy and painless, because for me, the hormones didn't affect me. The needles weren't hard. I mean, I have 22 tattoos, so needle, I get Botox every 3 months. Needles don't bother me. But it actually was very easy, so I'm going to do it again.
Wow, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Merritt from Syracuse. Hey, Merritt, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. It's actually Merritt.
So Merritt, sorry.
I'm sorry.
There were two ways that could have gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Two ways could have gone either way.
Thanks, Nick.
Hi, Sheena.
Hi.
Hi,
Kyle.
Hi.
So my question is for Kyle. Who were you happiest or, like, most surprised that you really liked who entered the house? And kind of who were you happiest to see exit?
One person or multiple? Honestly, like, it was, I've never had a falling out with a single person in my life. So it was kind of a tough situation, but I was very, very happy that basically everyone that left.
Really?
And that we got these two beautiful ladies behind me because honestly, that's what summer's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. That's what I say,
there
apparently.
You go. How much is it to freeze your eggs?
Around 15,000.
15,000 a shot. So now you have to do another 15,000, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And is there an age that they said that the doctor said was like the cutoff age?
They said 30 is like ideal to do it, but I mean, women do it into their early 40s.
Right.
It's like the hormones themselves are about 6,000, and then the blood work and all that, it can go anywhere between like 8 and 15,000.
Wow, and how long is the process?
For me, the shots were 11 days, but it took me a month and a half to get ready for the shots because my AMH levels were really low.
Right.
So I had to get that up, then my estrogen was too high, I had to get that down, and so, yeah, it was a couple months. I was dead sober for 50 days.
Wow.
Yeah, no
what
weed,
a struggle,
no
Sheena.
It was easy, okay. Actually. It wasn't that hard.
Let's go to Jori from Vegas. Hey, Jori.
Vegas. Hi. How are you, Sheena?
Hi, good. I'll be in Vegas on Saturday.
Oh, no surprise there.
That's actually sort of my question. We're all hearing rumblings here in town that you're coming to Vanderpump in Caesars. Is that true?
I don't know that I'm going to be working there. I said I would love to move back and do my show for a period of time. And if Lisa needed help there, I would absolutely be into that.
I could see why she would have you be like an ambassador, you know, be there, host some nights there.
All about it.
Yeah.
I love
it. Let's go to Jane from Hawaii. Hi, Jane. Where are you in Hawaii?
Oahu. Actually waited on you, Sheena, at Turtle Bay.
Oh, my God. I loved it there. Have you been on the North Shore, Turtle Bay, where they filmed Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Awesome.
No. But what time is it there?
6 hours earlier.
5:30.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I wish it was 5:30. What's your question?
My question is for Kyle and Sheena. I just wanted to, I just wanted to know if you guys, what can you attribute your drinking skills to, Kyle and Sheena, if you were in the summer house, would you be able to keep up with everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Sheena,
totally.
Are you kidding?
No one can keep
She's
up with
She's a pro.
Me.
She's been on Vanderpump Rules for like 7 seasons.
Yeah, I was in Australia yesterday morning, and now I'm
really?
Here, and I'm good, literally.
But did you
what
go to
you
public
doing?
High school?
Doing press for the show?
Yeah, Foxtel, Hey
for
You.
Arena?
Yeah.
Wow, great.
I attributed all to public high school.
Really? Where'd you
Absolutely.
Grow up?
Absolutely.
Where did you grow up?
Manchester, New Hampshire. Manch Vegas.
Really?
The Manch other Vegas. Vegas. The other Vegas.
Wow. Live free or die.
Live free or die. Or die trying, as they say.
Wow. let's go to Chase from Florida.
Hi, Sheena. I was wondering if your latest song was inspired by Rob or Shay.
A little bit of both with a hint of someone else.
What's your latest song called?
Better Without You.
Right.
Yeah.
I love the high school chorus doing Good as Gold.
That was...
We tried to show that tonight,
oh
but it was
God.
Apparently too complicated
really?
For the rights holders.
That
yes.
was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
We all agree.
So amazing.
Loved it. And
yeah.
it really, I mean, Good as Gold is a jam.
Yeah,
it works.
It's
yes, it totally works.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Thank you.
No Loved idea it. What we're talking about.
Sheena's hit single, Kyle.
I'm Good as Gold?
Yes.
I celebrate the whole collection.
Yes, you do. It's not a collection.
You know.
Anyway, do we have anything else we need to clear up? Did you have fun in Australia?
I had the best time. We did Australia and New Zealand.
Who were you there with?
I was there with my friend Courtney Berman.
Okay, truth.
Yes.
Did you hook up with an Australian?
I didn't.
Come on.
No, there was
what?
This one Australian like reality star who I ran into, and he was flying back to Melbourne, and I was staying in Sydney. Then I went to New Zealand, and then nothing happened.
And is Vanderpump Rules big there?
It's huge. Right. I literally had paparazzi following me. That doesn't happen here.
Wow.
Like, they were stalking my Snapchat. It was crazy. And who even uses Snapchat other than me?
Well,
you use Snapchat.
Yeah, I do. I love Snapchat.
All right, I want to thank Kyle.
Oh, time.
Oh, hold
before
on.
You close it. I think everybody should give the coolest dad in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Cheers to you.
Thank you.
Cheers to baby Ben. Congrats.
Thank you. All right, for more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, ladies. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.